Oh, you are speaking to me, then.
Oh, why shouldn't I be?
Well, I thought perhaps after Friday.
What happened on Friday?
You looked after Sam and Moonshine while I went over to the pub.
Oh, that.
And got an earful for your pains.
Nothing.
I was a cow.
I'm used to it.
Oh, thanks.
You were tired out and on edge. You had to take it out on someone. I was handy. You were right. I'm not the world's most efficient nappy changer.
Why are you so flaming cheerful on a Monday morning?
I had rather a good weekend.
Oh, you weren't playing cricket, I bet.
How do you know?
Who was she?
None of your business.
Not that singer girl with the dark name.
If you mean Trudy...
That's the one! Trudy Window!
I don't see why everyone's so rude about her name.
Oh, love must be blind. Big thing, is it? Will we be reading more about you in Junior Spellgrove's column?
Oh, lay off, will you?
Vying with the Amsterdam UFOs for the story of the year.
Ooh, did you write up your interview with old man Tyson, by the way?
When have I had time to do that?
I only asked.
I've been trying to get this day-to-day stuff finished. That's why I'm in early. I'll have to work through my lunch hour, too.
I thought we had a chapel meeting in the lunch hour.
Oh, hell, I've forgotten that.
But you convened it to discuss Milton's rejection of our demands.
Sometimes I think my brain will burst.
You've got too much on your plate. Why don't you let someone else take over the union job?
Because I like doing it. It's just at the moment I'm a bit pushed. I meant to get this lot finished over the weekend, but Carol went over to see Vince, so I had Sam non-stop.
Where's Vince living now?
Dagenham Way, to be near this building site, he said. I reckon he wanted to be away from screaming kids.
Getting back to this UFO business, if you'd like me to scribble out something for you...
Nah, it's all right, thanks. I'll just pass my notes on to Gray, let him do it. It's his baby.
Not baby talk again. It's all I ever heard in this place.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Morris, but actually it was a brainchild under discussion.
Debbie got a bit of a scoop on Friday night.
When a paper comes out on a Friday, nothing that happens on Friday night is a scoop. Merely a scoop monkey.
Well, that's why I wasn't going to kill myself writing it up.
What was it?
She was in the Wagoner's pub when someone came in claiming to have sighted a UFO.
Oh, no, never.
I read it as father-in-law, no less.
Anything worth having?
Oh, should be good for a laugh.
What amazes me are the number of people taking it all so seriously.
I'm not entirely sceptical. I'm not saying Arthur Tyson's a reliable witness, but there have been instances
morning,
where...
Morning, everyone.
Oh, morning, Liz.
Morning, Liz. I hear your father-in-law's been seeing flying saucers now.
Well, he's not the only one, judging by today's post. Several other people claim to have seen some sort of phenomenon in the same area.
Really?
Well, we all know UFO spotting is contagious. Someone starts it off, then all the cranks in the neighbourhood jump in the bandwagon.
Not that you're saying your father-in-law's a crank, Liz.
There's a certain amount of truth in what you say, Morris, but I think we owe it to our readers to treat the matter seriously.
There are more things in heaven and earth.
Yes, if you like. I believe in keeping an open mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why I want to follow it up with something more than just another flip article.
Well, what were you thinking of, getting in some UFO expert?
Why not? She can afford it. After all, Milton's up the budget for the outside contributors. Even if you won't increase our allowances.
I might well commission a specialist article, but I had in mind something that would create a real public interest. Like a vigil.
What?
Come again?
I'd like the Herald to set up a sky watch one night next week on the part of the heath where the sightings have been made.
The alleged sightings.
We'll arrange for a photographer to be there and advertise it widely in Friday's paper, inviting anyone who wishes to attend.
Splendid idea.
I'd like Gray to organise it all, as he's covered the story so far. Although, obviously, most of us will be involved one way or another, since it comes under both features and news.
Well, it'll only be news if we spot anything.
Is Gray in yet?
Don't think so.
Well, will you ask him to come and see me as soon as he is, then, please?
Righto.
So, we sit up all night waiting for Starship Enterprise to appear. Now I've heard the lot.
Hello? Hello, Sophie.
I'm sorry, I didn't realise you were in.
Popped home for a snack lunch.
Well, I was going to do the cleaning, but... Well, I can come back later.
No, no, please go ahead. You won't disturb me.
Well, if you're sure. I'll just get the things and then I'll be out of your way.
Shouldn't you be at the restaurant?
Oh, it's my day off.
Oh, yes, of course.
Now, that's why I'm so late doing the flat. I had a lie-in.
You must get tired working till all hours.
Oh, not really. Couple of hours, kip, and I soon bounce back.
That's youth. If I don't get my full 8 hours, I'm definitely under par.
Oh, I thought I'd give the furniture a good polish today.
Oh, I wouldn't do too much, not on your day off.
Well, I've nothing else to do.
going out this evening, I expect. Doing something nice.
Nope. No, nothing special.
Pretty girl like you shouldn't be on your own on your evening off. What's wrong with all the young men around here?
Well, people do ask me out, but, well, I haven't felt like going out since,
Oh, Sophie, that was very insensitive of me. I do apologise.
No, well, it's stupid, really. I'll get over it, I expect. It's just a matter of...
Learning to trust people again?
Yes.
You do go out with young Dickon sometimes, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fine. I mean, I know Dickon, but he's got this heavy thing going at the moment.
Heavy thing?
Yeah, this girl he's seeing a lot of.
Oh, I see.
So he hasn't got time for me. But I'm quite happy pottering about on my own, though. I may even call in on my cousin Ben tonight.
I suppose you wouldn't care to have dinner with me.
Well, it's very sweet of you, but...
You'd rather not, no.
Well, not if it's just because you feel sorry for me.
Yeah. No, Sophie, anything but. Entirely selfish, really. I haven't had an evening out in ages. Been all work and worry about the house. It'll do me good to be out of the place. There's a Greek restaurant has just opened in West End Lane. I don't fancy going on my own. There's nothing more depressing than that. But if there were someone else who'd like to try it, I'll leave it with you.
Yes? Can you spare a minute, Liz?
Yes, if you make it quick, Debbie. I've got an appointment at 3.
Right. I've just come from the chapel meeting.
I thought you might. So you're wearing your union hat?
That's right.
Well, let's have it then.
I warned you they wouldn't be happy with Milton's offer. If you can call it an offer. Up 2p a mile for petrol costs and him driving around in that bloody great Rolls.
Tell me the worst.
I've been asked to inform you that the statement from the proprietor is unacceptable to our members, and that unless he is prepared to reconsider it before the end of the month, we'll have no alternative but to take some form of industrial action.
Such as?
Working to rule. So there it is. That's the ultimatum.
Oh, come on, Debbie. Don't start hurling words like that about.
We're serious, Liz. Our travel and meal allowances are laughable.
You're asking for a 40% rise. Now, that is a lot of money.
And Monk newspapers are stony broke.
Production costs are going up all the time. I've seen his balance sheet.
He can afford to put up the outside contributors' budget, can't he? The staff resent that, you know. And the MUJ are concerned about him not replacing Jill Moon. That's the second reporter that's been quietly lost in something called natural wastage.
But at least he's not sacking people on this paper like he is on some of the others. And he did promise to reconsider the question of a replacement when the economy gets better.
Oh, yeah. He's not fobbing us off with that one. We want a realistic offer and by the end of the month.
I'll tell him what you've said.
Right. That's all, then.
Oh, just a sec, Debbie.
Yeah?
If you could resume your other role as editor of Day to Day for a moment.
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't had your copy in.
Well, it's nearly ready. I'll let you have it first thing tomorrow.
It was due on Friday.
I'm sorry.
It means you'll be starting late on the next issue.
I'll catch up.
I hope so. You've got the section off to a reasonable start, but you can't afford to relax yet.
You must have been a beautiful baby.
Dicker, you must... are you decent?
Yes, come in, Sophie. I'm only shaving.
I just wondered how much longer you'd be.
Nearly finished.
Because I want to have a bath before I go out.
Oh, you can start running it.
Oh, okay. Oh, the aftershave will knock off a 6 if nothing else does.
Hmm. Have I gone too far?
No. You smell lovely.
The sort Kevin Keegan uses.
Yeah, it's the sort Rupert Lovell uses. He said it had great aphrodisiac properties.
Ah, perhaps that's what turns her on.
Oh, Dickon.
Well, I can't think why else she's so keen at the moment.
It is all going well, then?
Well, it's been fantastic the last few days.
But?
You'd better be sure with a girl like Trudy. Mm. Every time I phone her, I half expect some other bloke to answer, like before. All the time I'm with her, I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
That must make things a bit tricky.
Now. You know what I mean. Where are you going tonight, then?
Oh, out to dinner.
With anyone I know?
Yes. Our landlord.
Oh, George. You're going out with him?
Well, why shouldn't I?
No reason.
Actually, I think he asked me because he felt sorry for me. Although he did say it wasn't that.
You'll be safe with him.
Oh, yeah.
He's a perfect gentleman, George Underdale.
He
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
I'm back, Carol.
Shh! About flipping time, too. It's gone 7.
I knew I couldn't get much work done here.
I've got a job too, you know.
Hello,
I should have been over at the freezer plant 10 minutes ago.
I'm sorry.
Matt already brought me out twice lately. I can't afford to lose that job, Debbie.
Well, I can't afford to lose mine either. This was on at me today because I'm late with the stuff for the day-to-day page.
Look, that's your problem, isn't it? When we worked out this rotor system, you promised you'd be on by 6:30.
Oh, don't go on, Carol. I'm dead on my feet.
So am I. How's it been? This afternoon, he just yelled all the time. That's it, early. In the end, I took him down the clinic.
Yeah? What did they say?
Same as usual. Nothing wrong with him. He's just a little hyperactive. There along with the colic.
Good.
And he should be kept in an atmosphere of calm and security.
They just don't know, do they?
They said it would be all right to give him a mild sedative.
You're suggesting a sedative after all you said?
Look, it wouldn't hurt, Debbie. Just once. The doctor said so, not if it was properly prescribed. It needn't be habit forming, not if it was only for a short while.
No, I'm not risking it. I may be a bloody awful mother, but I'm not starting him on that road.
All right, well, I'll get me coat.
Have you fed him?
Yes, I've washed and changed him.
Oh, thanks. You're a miracle worker, Carol. You've actually got him to sleep. You'll be a good boy this evening, won't you? I've still got some work finished, you know.
Right, I'm off then.
Carol, it will be all right, you know.
Sure.
It's gotta be.
No, Puddle, none of that. You're not clawing my best trousers. Down you go now. Come in.
Only me?
Oh, yes, of course, Sophie.
Well, I'm ready when you are.
My word, don't you look nice.
Oh, thank you. Is the dress I bought for your housewarming party?
Oh.
Thought I'd give it another airing.
Most becoming. May I offer you a sherry for the road?
Oh.
I've only got some Amontillado, I'm afraid.
Oh, that'll be lovely.
Yes. It's quite a nice one, though. Arthur's very partial to Amontillado.
I just met him on the stairs.
Oh, dear, he's not coming down, is he?
I don't think so.
Not that I wish to be uncharitable, but he might try to gatecrash our little dinner party.
Oh, I hope not. I don't think I could stomach another blow-by-blow account of how he spotted his blind saucer.
He's told you about it, has he?
Twice, in detail.
Poor Arthur. Still, we must allow him his moment of glory. And at least it's taken his mind off the builders. There now. I hope that's your liking.
Oh, thank you.
Well, to you.
Cheers, Mr. Underdone.
Oh, George, I think, don't you? I know I'm your landlord.
Ah, and my employer.
But also, I hope, your friend. ¶¶